This piece of news that's been going around a lot over the last 24 hours about military restricting access to MySpace and YouTube and what exactly it means and how it affects soldiers' ability to communicate with their family, their friends, and, well, the rest of the world in general. MySpace, YouTube, Metacafe's on there also. Basically, sites where you can upload video. So, and video is data intensive. It takes up a lot of space on a network. So that's what the argument the military is making is, hey, this kind of clogs up the network. So it's hard for us to be able to leave that option there. But in the same sense, you know, that a lot of those videos do serve a good role, especially, you know, for people communicating back and forth between their family and friends, sending stuff and showing, you know, they're doing well or just whatever. So it's a really interesting story, and I thought we'd spend some time discussing it this morning. Opening up the phones at 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
Okay, with YouTube, it's because they don't want soldiers to sit there and waste all their day just looking at videos, which is, you know, still dumb to me because sometimes there's just not a whole lot going on.
Well, yeah, it's just entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and if there's nothing going on, what else is there to do but look at videos? But
well, can't you still? I mean, it's just like, messing around at work, at your workplace. If you're playing online too much, your boss eventually comes to you and says, "Hey, cut that out."
Yeah, you would think so.
So why do you need to make it military wide? Especially since so many soldiers use MySpace, especially, and then YouTube, obviously, to get some videos up and stuff.
Yeah, I can't say what I really want to say about it, but
yeah, I understand.
And then, you know, with the whole showing videos of the war and all that.
Yeah.
You know, you can look at it at home anyhow.
Sure. Yeah, that's another point they made. I'm not that familiar with the setup in Iraq either, because they're talking like internet cafes or privately run over there, so they can still use them at the internet cafes.
Oh yeah.
So is it that big of a restriction? Is it that big of a hamper for them to use that instead or not?
I think it's ridiculous.
Okay.
I try to get on it every day, and it locks me, and they put a little tick on you, and then sometimes they'll lock you up so you can't use your computer anymore.
Yeah.
And then you have to go get your stuff fixed up, and it's a pain in the behind.
I haven't heard anything about it recently, but a while back, I got several emails from people saying that we were, MattStukes.com got restricted.
Oh, no.
At that point, it was over. They said something because we have audio up there and stuff, and...
Not that I know of. I mean, my buddy goes, he looks at the website every day.
Okay. Because I know a while back it was down for a couple of days and people were starting to wonder what the hell, so.
Nah, I don't think your website's locked on there.
Cool. That's good to know, but still, I mean, just so many of them have gotten used to using these things to communicate with family and friends and everything. You'd want to keep it as reasonable as possible. And I understand their security concerns, but can't you deal with that case by case? I don't know.
They don't care about family.
That's interesting. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Hi.
Stukes in the morning, go ahead.
I think it's both. I think it's the ban and the content on those websites.
You're saying it's for the content?
Well, no, I'm saying it's both, because it does slow the computers down.
Sure.
And I think it's also a part of the content, too, because they do give away the locations of the fobs and all that with some of the stuff that they shoot.
Really? But still, I mean, can't they still control these guys one at a time and do a little bit better job of that instead of having to shut off everybody?
But there's so many over there. How would you do that?
Well, I don't know. They obviously were able to find out enough by just stalking them anyway online, right?
True, but they still give away locations and...
Well, how so? I mean, how because the locations are in the background of the video, or...?
Yeah. We've seen pictures where they're giving away locations and also slowing down the computers.
Yeah.
Because I know my husband's over there, so I, you know, when the computers are always going down.
And there's still other ways for them to, they can still go and blog on other websites and everything. It's just the MySpace and the YouTube ones, the main ones that are shut down. And mostly, and there are several other websites that host video that do it. So it's a little bit unfortunate because... We have this great technology where we can see what's going on, especially since the media is so pulled back there and they really can't be involved with the way that the war is unfolded. as high, you know, as to a level that they want to inform the public. In the same sense, yeah, you don't want to give away battle plans or anything. So there's a weird kind of balance there, and I think it's just kind of slung all the way to one side of the scale. And I hope they explored all possibilities first.
Oh,
it's important to get
true.
Out.
But they still have access on their own computers, and a lot of them have their own also. They still can go to all those websites on their own personal computers, just not the military.
Right. Yeah, and I understand that, but what number would you say? What percentage of people have that?
Their own computers?
Yeah.
Quite a few do.
In Iraq?
Yeah, I'm sure they, you know, because my husband does.
And then how does that work? You have to take it to a different place? How do you get onto the network that way?
You pay for it. I mean, you can have it in your own room.
Who are you paying? Are you still on the military network or not? Because they're saying military-wide, like anything that uses the military network, you're shut off. You can't use those sites.
On the military cafe computers.
Okay, the cafe
computers.
You can't
use them at the cafes. They're the military's computers.
I gotcha.
So if you have your own computer, I'm sure you could probably still get on those websites. It's just pretty much the military's.
Right, and you can. You can, you're right.
So and a lot of them have their own computers.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm just trying to get a good handle on this thing. I'm not trying to judge one way or the other. I just, you know, want to try to get as much dialogue going on as possible because I think it's important. So,
But I still think that it's probably both.
Both content and using up the network's bandwidth?
Yeah, because their computers are always going down and they're always, and the network is so slow.
Okay.
Because when you use Yahoo and going back and forth, it just takes forever.
Yeah. I can imagine setting up internet access in Iraq would be, not quite up to the Cox Communications level.
Well, yeah, it takes, because their nights are our mornings, and, you know, and the heaviest traffic is, you know, at their night.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, sure, yeah, everyone's going to be on the network at the same time in the same area, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I think.
Well, thanks for calling in and helping us out.
Thanks.